The Blunt administration's cuts in funding for durable medical equipment in 2005 have become a target for Blunt critics. A federal judge has ordered the state to restore funding for that equipment and come up with a new system to handle equipment requests fairly. Senator Wes Schumacher of Clarence says the state can stretch its durable medical equipment dollars by refurbishing worn-out equipment instead of replacing it. He points to the work of the Rural Advocates for Independent Living in Kirksville.
He told me of a story. He rehabbed a lady's wheelchair. She'd had it for 6 years. She's due for a new wheelchair. She could get a new wheelchair, but he rehabbed that chair, and she's just happy as a lark with that six-year-old chair.
The sponsor of the bill creating the new Medicaid program, Charlie Shields of St. Joseph, says the present Medicaid system does not provide funding for refurbishment, though.
We've seen in the Medicaid system the death of common sense because we can't make decisions to rehab that wheelchair just like you talked about. Now, we'll pay for a new one.
Schumacher's put an amendment on Shields' bill letting independent living centers such as Rail and Kirksville rehab durable equipment and get 20% of the savings. The Senate's expected to send the More Health Net bill to the House this week. Bob Priddy, Missouri Net, Jefferson City.